At the end of an Inspector Calls, Eric says, "You lot may be letting yourselves out nicely, but I'm not." So here Eric is kind of telling off his parents, suggesting that they're trying to escape or avoid the true nature of the situation. I'd be looking at that turn of phrase, letting yourselves out. It's figurative, suggesting they're in some kind of room and trying to get out. It is, of course, a metaphor, and here the figurative meaning is that if we consider a room of responsibility, perhaps, and Mr. and Mrs. Burling are letting themselves out quite easily as well, and Sheila and Eric are sitting firmly in that room and taking full responsibility. So we'd look at the old and young generation, the contrast between the two, and social responsibility here. If we consider that Eric is quite brave in what he says here, if he were to not let himself out easily, then he may face criminal charges. What he did was very wrong. Perhaps he was the worst of them all. And when he considers what that means for him, his life may be over. So this perhaps makes him the bravest, because Sheila won't get into as much trouble as him. But him saying this shows a real recognition, a real change in character. And meanwhile, Burling, who also has not done anything criminally wrong, and Mrs. Burling, again, it's that idea of legality and morality, they haven't actually done too much wrong. But Eric, despite really, really putting himself in danger of his life being over, is going to face the brunt of that. And he's saying, "I'm not letting myself out easily, but you guys are." He's furious. And again, I think Priestley is saying that there is power in the younger generation. If you look at the immense bravery that takes, it shows an understanding and an empathy that the older generation lack. So Priestley wants us to move away from that apathy towards the lower class and begin to have an understanding. And Eric is in that category of upper class, but he's decided that actually he knows now what he did was terribly wrong, either as a human being. He may have loved her in his own weird way, but now that she's dead, he has to understand that he played his role in that, and he caused her immense suffering. So he has to face those consequences now, and it looks like he's going to do that. Priestley is using that growth, that journey that Eric goes on, as a tool to say, "Hey, look, this is the blueprint. This is what everyone should do."